Stuart?
I say about learning curves, certain games. I mean, that probably showed what, you know, the quality of Premier League.
Yeah. Listen, it was always going to be a difficult night. We come in at half time, we're absolutely delighted with the work effort, the boys. You know, they work so hard. And it was, listen, they were going to tie a second half. They brought a lot of fresh legs on. We've got a few injuries at the minute. You know, I think the pace and the power. We knew inside like a minute it would have stepped up, a massive step up from Saturday evening against Sunderland, the way they came and closed us down and got about the game. You know, we played in a way today that we'll never ever play again, certainly at home. You know, I really don't like playing that way, but with the quality they had, we had to put out a shape that we thought we could subdue, and which we did, you know, until they scored two early goals in the second half. But as much as we, you know, a lot of defensive work was very strong, you know, it was very hard for the strikers. You know, Jones up front on his own, Shea playing on the left, and Gilly. So it was difficult for them. You know, I've got to say, I'm pleased the game's out of the way. We'll look at it and you know, point certain things out like we did against Sunderland. But, you know, we look now in a positive mode to the next few days of training. Obviously, the game against Halifax, and then a good week next week of positive football and mindset, because they've been two difficult games. Certainly tonight was what we thought it would be.
Did you always sort of sense that once they got one, that it was a bit like the dam breaking? It could.
Yeah. You know, and it's, I mean, the first goal. The third goal, as I say, the boy was so quick, strong, and there's occasions where we've had the ball and against other sides in our division, well, you know, Jones was turning one way and the boy was reading it. Experienced defenders, we know how much they cost. I'm pleased it's out of the way now. You know, a lot of them have got, again, it was hard work. We've got the GPS on them tonight, so we'll have a look at that tomorrow, and you know, we'll know we've covered a lot of ground. But it was certainly a huge step up. And maybe, you know, it was a tough game. I mean, it's hard as well in front of your own fans. I think that's obviously the benefit is, I think it was 7,500 here today.
It's biggest crowd at friendlies. It's your testimonial, I think.
In that point of view. But it's difficult. It's a difficult watch for the punters as well, really, because you know they want to see us going forward and attacking and that. And the realization is when you know what you're up against, you know, and you know the quality. I mean, Shelby at times, you know, his passing and his ability, and well, listen, all over the park, they brought strength on, they brought pace on. You know, they're a good side. So, like I said, we come in at half time, we're really, really pleased with the work ethic, how we've defended crosses. Yeah, we didn't have much going forward, but we knew it was going to be a night like that. It was always going to be, as I say, a bigger step up from Saturday, which it was. We move on now, and we look forward to the next 10 days. You know, tomorrow we'll sit down and have a little look at certain things, and then look forward to Saturday, and then a good week. Tim will be back in training tomorrow, so we'll look to build next week.
Was Paul Taylor, was it just a bit of a knock, was it?
Yeah, he's just had a little knock over the weekend there, so he shouldn't be too long.
Think he'll be all right for the weekend, or is that possible?
Possibly not. Not Don Pauliam's rolled his ankle. He should be okay. Tim Dieng will definitely be okay. I think that's about it.
So you need to get some minutes in somebody, particularly. Yeah. Tim Dieng's missed.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
Definitely so. Yeah. Tim will need some good game time. But you know, there's a few. We'd have liked to put the young ones on a little bit earlier tonight, but they had. You know, they played 80 minutes against Manchester United yesterday, so that was a difficult one. And you saw they bring on. So it's not an excuse, listen, it's a fact. I've got to say, though, you try to learn out of it, but it's not enjoyable. I'm sure it wasn't right. It's enjoyable for fans to see some bit of quality play, I suppose, but not when you're on the other end of it. I've been on both ends. I've been played in games where it's been really tough, you've not had a kick at ball, and then likewise when we're at top sides and we play different friendlies against lesser sides and you win 4-5-0. We'll move on. We're not going to get down about tonight's game. As I said, it's one that's come, it's gone, and we'll be positive for the next 10 days or whatever it is before we play Blackpool.
Is the centre-half front moved forward at all, or?
I think Eddie and Greg's been, you know, working at that, and we'll have a meeting tomorrow and see where what's going on.
I think imminent, though.
No, I want. Not that I know of. Mm. Not that I know of. No.
You got to be pleased, though, on a positive side, with some of the tackling in the defensive area in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they'd scored a terrific goal. I've got to say, I thought Shelby's goal was great, but no doubt the boys put it in with his hand. And I don't think Doyle's had too many saves to make. You know, against a side who had a lot of ball, you know, I thought Shirt was very good. We had to work hard at it. You know, you get a couple of punters wanting us to push on and go and get in the faces and that, but they'll just play around you. They're not getting 60, 70 grand for being mugs, you know, so... But yeah, it was. Listen, it was even to half time. It was a hard night. I wish we could have just blown whistle then, and you know. But and when they get them two early goals, but we can't let it affect the confidence. And I don't want the fans going away and thinking, oh, he's not good. He's not a good signing. That's not good with this shape. It's not. We'll never ever play that shape again at home. That's for sure. But you know, we obviously with the players that we had missing as well, we had to go with them. You know what we had, so it's a learning curve. But we said before the game, you know, certainly the first half, let's treat it as if we're away from home in a European tie, but in a game where, you know, we need to really, you know, show up. And we come away with a nil. So that was a clean sheet first half was very good. We were delighted with that. But we know, listen, playing Blackpool and playing Newcastle will be two different games. So we're not too down about it. I'm pleased. It's out of the way, as I say, and we can really now focus on Saturday's game and, you know, the week, which will be hugely important next week. We know a game, we can just focus on the training and the shape and the players that are back, and hopefully we'll have a few more back in contention for Blackpool.
And 9 games out of 10, Tony McMahon have had 2 goals tonight.
Yeah, 2 terrific saves. We mentioned that yesterday about the quick free kick. When everyone goes and sets up, you know, can we do it early and get... We don't have to put it in the box, we can do it short. And I think Lawsy did it quickly to Macker, and you know, it was nice to see it almost work, and then the second one's a, you know, really good free kick and a top save. But yeah, as you say, another night he could have had a goal, at least one, yeah.